This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know if you're familiar with the term word picture. It's a vivid expression for me as a communicator, but a word picture is where you take words to communicate a message or a picture of something in life. Solomon does that in chapter 12 of the book of Ecclesiastes, the last chapter of the book, this week being the last message in the series. And he talks about the human body. See if you can understand Warren Wiersbe's comments on what the different analogies mean in verses 3, 4, and 5 of Ecclesiastes 12. And then he uses, in an allegorical way, the body. In fact, I love what Warren Wiersbe says about the references here. See if you saw them or caught them. He said the keepers of the house reference your arms and hands. The strong men is a reference to your legs, your knees, your shoulders that weaken when you get older. Who knows what grinders are? Say it out loud, teeth. Your teeth become few. Windows references your vision. Your vision begins to deteriorate. Doors reference your hearing. Grinding, of course, you can't chew your food. Rise up early means you wake up with the birds each morning and wish you could sleep longer. Music references the voice. Your voice starts to quiver, to weaken. You're afraid. You're terrified of heights and afraid of falling while you walk down the street. Who knows what the reference means, almond tree blossoming? Anybody know what that means? It means getting gray. Wiersbe says this, if you have any hair left, it turns white like almond blossoms. Grasshopper is a reference to you drag yourself along in old age like a grasshopper at the close of the summer season. Now, I'm not trying to be impertinent or cute or whatever, but the desire has to do with two things, with the desire for food and the desire for sex, and it wanes. One author says this, as you get older, you eat less and gain more. Anybody witness that? You eat less and you gain more. And then you reach a point in your life, he said, where you're more interested in turning off the lights for economic reasons than romantic ones. Some of you didn't get that. It went right over your head. You'll think about it this afternoon and say, that guy is so funny. I just didn't get it when he said it. Just didn't get it when he said it. This is a picture of what happens to all of us. It's a picture of what happens to the body. And Solomon just says, hey, remember who made you. Remember where you came from. Remember who your creator is. And the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing. I was wondering, what does that mean? I'm always interested in word meaning. And I found out the hidden means thoughts. God not only knows what you and I do, he knows what we think about doing. Give anybody pause? God not only knows what you and I do, he knows what we think about doing, what we've thought about doing. And God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing. And I quoted the verse in Hebrews for a reason, because it says, man is destined to die once, and after that, the judgment. Why do I emphasize the word once? Nowhere in the Bible is it even hinted that you're reincarnated. I don't know if anybody in this room, and I'm sure people in the first two services, some people dabbled in at one point in their life into reincarnation, because it's kind of a neat idea that you come back and you get another chance. And the Hebrew writer says, it's destined, you die one time, and after that, you face the judgment. You don't get another chance at life. You don't get another chance at living it all over again. You live once, you die once, and then you face the judgment.
Well, this week concludes the series in the book of Ecclesiastes. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.